Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Let the laugh of the party. It's gonna party with you.
It's gonna party with you.
We're doing our own thing.
Oh yeah.
Till the sun come up.
Till the sun come up.
Sweet candy gonna be there. Yeah, it's gonna be rough.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It's Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, 21st day of April, at 57 years old. 2016, we lost Prince 8 years ago on this day. So throughout the morning, we've been playing music from Prince. This is Noelle's choice. We're getting ready to go into Noelle's world. I had to wait till she pointed to me before I can start talking.
Yeah, man. Make sure you're right.
Yeah, she makes sure. So this is hers, and the floor is yours, my dear.
All right. So first, I'm gonna tell you why I chose that particular Prince song, because that's probably a more obscure Prince song.
Mm-hmm.
But me and my best friend have this thing when we talk about album rollouts, because, you know, we like music from all eras and genres. So sometimes there are albums that we love where we didn't actually experience the rollout.
Okay.
You know, you go on the press tour, on the Ellens and the Drew Barrymores, and you announce your tour and your single, and you go sing the single on stage with the two background singers and all. We miss some of that. But this album, Musicology, is my very first Prince rollout. That's when I was old enough to know what was going on, to make a conscious decision to listen to Prince. This was the album that started my love of concerts.
Okay.
He went on this particular tour. Funny enough, I've got my own useless fun fact today about Prince. This is the tour where he packaged the album with the ticket sales, which made him go instantly platinum. And then they said you can't do that anymore without customer consent. So he was just packaging it with the album and sending them out and counting the sales.
Is this wow. with the new generation? Or is it just Prince?
No. This okay. is just Prince. This
okay.
is this is '02.
That's why I was okay, go ahead.
So yeah, Prince got the jump on the we're gonna add the album to the ticket sales and inflate the
yeah,
numbers. But
yeah, how about
now
that?
They have to do it in a way where the customer has to actually consent to the album purchase.
He went against, I mean, like I said, he started.
He just did his own thing across this.
Well, because he just walked away from his record company. Yep. Nobody did that back then.
Yep.
That gave you an idea of what he believed his ability to write new music was.
Yep.
A lot of folks feel like, okay, I can't do my better than this.
Well, so. Not just the ability to write new music, but
excuse me, but
not just that, but the draw that he had on his listeners and whatnot. Mm-hmm. That everybody's going to tune in to what he had.
Yeah, he's like, they'll move over here with
they'll
me.
They'll find me.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, he went on this tour, and my sister went with her friends. They completely left me out. But Prince had such high demand that he spun the block on Atlanta. And that's when I got to go see Prince. And I'd never seen women fight over a Rolling Stone magazine, but he threw that thing in a crowd, and ooh-wee, that thing was shreds before it even hit the ground.
Wow.
Gotta be cool just to sit on stage and read a magazine with your own cover on the front. So that was my first. That was baby's first Prince rollout. That was the beginning of actually experiencing commercial Prince music. And he actually says Atlanta, GA in that song. So yeah, okay. Shout out to Prince.
Right.
But moving into the other part of this segment, which is another reason I chose Life of the Party, because Anthony Edwards from Atlanta, Georgia, brought the Life of the Party to a Hawksless NBA playoffs last night.
Really?
Brought the party. I mean, that was all I saw when I woke up.
He
was Anthony
Edwards
everywhere. Brought New Year's Eve.
That's what he brought.
Christmas Eve, yep. Mardi Gras. He brought it all last night. Listen, with all the Atlanta flair that he could bring. And that is what I want to talk about, how sports is not just about being a good athlete. It is about being an athlete. It is about having a marketable personality. Mm-hmm. And it is about being the type of person and player that can allow that to happen for you. Like a Marshawn Lynch. On paper, Marshawn Lynch is not a personable person. But when Goodell pushed him on that stage to answer questions at the Super Bowl, when he repeatedly said, "I'm just here so I don't get fined," it created a media superstar.
Yes, he did.
Yep.
And he flipped the script and has been sticking his tongue out at the commissioner ever since.
Yeah, he's all over the place.
Mm-hmm. People love his candid approach to everything that he does, which is why you always see. He's like the flip side of Peyton Manning and his brother.
You know who I want? You know the job I want for Marshawn Lynch?
What?
I want him to be the sideline reporter for Sunday Night Football.
Oh, that would be amazing.
That's what the job.
Wow.
I want him to do.
It would have to be Monday night, because it would have
no,
to
no,
be.
No, because Sunday's bigger. That's
Sunday
the
is bigger, but it would have to be the Manning cast. I don't think they would let him just do it.
No, of course they wouldn't. I don't want him. No, I don't want Peyton. I don't want the Mannings nowhere near him. I want strictly Marshawn.
Ooh-wee.
And the biggest television show in America for the last 5 years has been Sunday Night Football.
Sunday Night Football.
Just have a 10-second delay. That's all I got to say. Just give him a 10-second delay.
I want him with that job so bad. And then I don't care what network is doing it.
Why you got that ball like that?
I want him.
You didn't want to score a touchdown?
And then he gets to do the Super Bowl, too, regardless of the network.
That would be insane. But, yeah, I'm looking at Anthony Edwards last night, and you got the full package going on. You have all of that unmistakable Atlanta flair he's giving out. He's balling like crazy. His shoe is the most popular model shoe that is not named Jordan that I have seen in a very long time. Like, when we went to 929 The Game night at the arena, and we met up with Terrell Thomas.
Yep. Right.
I looked down. He got the Anthony Edwards ones on. I'm like, you beat me to him. He said, yeah, Melo got them for basketball season, so I couldn't be outdone by Melo. So now him and Melo got them.
Melo,
so
like, by the way, is his six-year-old son.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, now I got to catch up. So I run to South DeKalb Mall right quick to get me a pair of AEs. I've been putting it off for a little bit to see what they were going to do with the market. You know, if they went on sale, then I would grab them. But these things have been flying off.
You need to call Max down there in Orlando. He's at the home office store.
Nope. This ain't Nike. See, y'all used to Nike being the big deal. Nope. Adidas got the money right now.
No, but he's at the store. He's at the Nike store. I thought he was at Nike.
Oh,
okay.
Nike. This is
no. You can't
no,
do that to him.
Exactly. No. This is Adidas got all the juice right now. Got the Trae Youngs going crazy. Spider just dropped a shoe last night, and Anthony Edwards gave us this amazing promo video of the Anthony Edwards One Low. I didn't think he could get any more mileage out of this shoe. This shoe been flying off the shelves like hotcakes, and now he got the convertible version. He about to drop the top on y'all, and he did it last night. I believe he had him on last night when he was wheeling and dealing KD. Pig in his pocket.
Yeah.
Dunking on him.
Yeah.
Swagging on him.
What a way to bring him out, right?
Putting the threes up on him. Ant was getting everything he wanted last night. Ant-Man is a superhero. Move to the side, Paul Rudd, because the real Ant-Man is up there in Minnesota. Like, this kid is balling out with all the personality you want with it. Like, yeah, you got a Devin Booker that's been balling for a long time.
Right.
And it took him a while for the media to catch on to it. Why? Because he ain't got this kind of flavor. Karl Anthony Towns, another big superstar that don't have this type of flavor. I mean, he's been up there in Minnesota this whole time. They've been looking for a running mate to go with him, and the running mate is running away.
Did you think that there would be somebody that landed on that team that would make that organization and that fan base forget about Kevin Garnett?
Yes. At some point, yes. Now, whether it was going to be, I think they would spend a lot of time trying to make it Karl Anthony Towns. I applaud them for not making a knee-jerk reaction and moving off from him, because that piece with the piece you went to go trade for in Gobert and the piece you drafted in Anthony Edwards, all of those pieces are clicking on all cylinders right now. We'll see how far they get this year. But at some point, yes, just like.
Is it there now?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. I was just asking.
I mean. The more these shoes come out and they, you know, the more they do what they do. And, I mean, he doing better shoe numbers than Garnett with Nike.
Yeah.
We moving jerseys. It's going to get crazy with Atlanta's own Anthony Edwards. I expect to see a lot of Timberwolves jerseys, a lot of number five jerseys just around here in the city just because he's popular and pushing the needle. But he did something last night that I want to kind of bring attention to kind of dispel a narrative that's been going around about our very own Trae Young here in Atlanta.
Okay.
Because there's talk about, you know, why people feel the way they feel about Trae Young, why the narrative is about Trae Young. And some of it is people feel like other players don't like the way that he play on court. They don't like his swag. They don't like the way that he talks back. They don't like the way that he shows up. But I saw Anthony Edwards do KD exactly like I seen Trae Young do KD on a larger scale.
Okay.
And KD went to that podium and said, hey, it's basketball.
Yep.
We've seen people go to Trae Young after games where we've talked all this mess and dap them up and they do hugs right. And jersey swap. That's not it, guys. So y'all, we have to look within ourselves, we as basketball fans, not me because I already know the answer, but look within ourselves and decide why you don't like Trae Young and then stand on business with that. But a lot of these made-up narratives are not it. Like, you see other players in the league doing the same things. It's not causing them to have any anguish or not make a Team USA or all of these other things. So we got to dig deep and figure out what it really is. Now, New York knows. I'm not talking about New York City.
Yeah,
they know why.
Yeah.
But everybody else, dig down deep and figure out what it is that you don't. Is it his hair? Is it his height? Is it the name on the front of the jersey, which is what I really think it is?
Okay.
Well, let's dig down deep and really figure out what it is, because him swagging on the court, him pickpocketing KD and going up for the layup, that ain't it. Because Anthony Edwards about put him on a poster last night with the yam, yeah, yeah, hanging on the board and all of that. So they said it's the competes. They said it's basketball. That's what it is. So that's what it means to compete in basketball. And Anthony Edwards right now is what it means to be a basketball superstar.
Yeah, no doubt.
That was nice.
No doubt.
She's salmon as far as trying to get people to do what you would like them to do.
Yes.
Because unfortunately, you are asking people to not be, by definition, what they are.
Yeah, I know.
And there's no rhyme or reason as to why somebody likes somebody. That's
at
why
all.
Sports is so good, because you can do that. You can just do what you want to do as far as who you gravitate toward without explanation.
But I am, when it comes to, you talk about the name on the front of the jersey and whatnot in the city, I feel a little bit of that. You know what I mean? I feel like other people say, well, because it's where they feel like this franchise has always been. You don't bring nobody in here and think we're going to change the narrative. Well, Atlanta NBA has always been, so Atlanta NBA has always got to be. And so I think that's part of it too.
Part of it also is the fact that we're going to have a conversation with the dude who spends his time down there in Dallas, following the Cowboys, following this Rangers team that's up here right now. And they also follow the Mavericks. And who is Trae connected with? Talking about Luka. And this year, that Dallas team with Kyrie is being talked about in the conversation as far as them and Denver coming out of the West. We haven't had that conversation about the Hawks and a top free agent coming there or signing with him beside DeJounte, but that ain't a guy coming here with a ring.
Ding. That's the difference maker. You haven't had a Kyrie here. This is the first time. Because this is the first year, I agree, where we're seeing real division between the Hawks and Dallas with what they're doing with their two superstars and how they're building around them. Because there was a lot of Dallas trying to figure it out, too, and all the different coaches and yada, 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 which never got the same label on Luka that you did on Trae. But now you are starting to see what that separation can look like. But I'll also throw this nugget out there and argue that maybe Dallas should have gave Jalen Brunson some money. Maybe you already had the guy you needed to run with sitting right there, because Jalen Brunson, for as much as I don't like the Knicks, looking like a star point guard up there.
Yeah, but he's had to because what's his name going out? Who am I thinking? With the Knicks. Their big star going down. Y'all know what I'm talking about. All of a sudden, I'm drawing a blank. But that's what's going on there.
Big star, yeah. What's that kid's name?
We just dismissed the Knicks so much.
Randall. Yeah, Randall.
Him going down, and listen, next man up, right? So Brunson has done what he's supposed to do. You don't know that he would do that, and would he have the ability to do that in Dallas? And by the way, we know that Kyrie Irving can create a shot in a phone booth.
This is true.
Okay, and we also know that Luka likes the basketball. So if he's going to dominate, Kyrie and him, if somehow after a year plus, have figured out a way to get their shots when need be.
Well, Kyrie can play two guard, because to your point, Kyrie can shoot from anywhere.
So again, when you think about Brunson staying there and being that player like what Kyrie is doing now.
Luka would have had to give up that ball.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't see that, but anyway.
Oh, well, that's pretty much all I said.
Her dismount is always so dainty.
That will lead us right into our conversation about Dallas.
All right, well, we got that coming up here.
Whatever Mark Cuban got going on down there.
Well, that's going to be one of my questions if I have time. But we got a minute or so here before we leave. You want to play that game once again? Come on, steal your segment.
Let's go for it.
All right, I'm going to give you a celebrity. You give me, in 10 seconds, three of their movies. I gave him 10 seconds. You got 10 seconds to answer this. If this is one of your favorite actresses or actors, Halle Berry. Three Halle Berry movies.
Oh, Losing Isaiah, Babs, and Jungle Fever.
She did that in 2 seconds.
Lose Babs. Wow.
Pardon?
I love Babs. Babs, a shout out to Atlanta. Anything that got Atlanta on it, baby, I'm here for.
All right, you want to do it again? You ready for another one?
Let's go.
John Travolta.
Oh, Saturday Night Fever, Urban Cowboy, and we'll say just because, Face Off.
Okay, I forgot about Face Off.
Yeah.
All right.
Pulling rabbits out.
I'm going to say, look who's talking.
Oh, that's a good one. The first one, though, but that's a good one.
Yeah.
With Christy Allen, that's a good one.
That is Noelle's World. We do this every show that we do.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.